Exodus chapter 12.
The Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, thus hath the three of thee, speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, the tenth day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house, and if the house shall be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbour next to him and his house take according to the number of the souls, every man according to his eating, shall make your account for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, and they will be trusty, and he shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and he shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening, and they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door posts of the houses wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh of that night, roasted fire on their living bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it, even if it grow in a certain at all the corner, but roasted fire, his head, with his legs, with the footprints thereof, and he shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remaineth of it until the morning, he shall burn with fire. Verse 12, for I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment, I am the Lord, and the blood shall be to you as for a filthiness from the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. Verse 39. And it came to pass that at midnight, the Lord smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh, that sat on his throne, and the firstborn of the captive, that was in the dungeon, and the firstborn of all cattle. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and his servants, and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house, for there was not rent one day. And he called for Moses and Aaron by night, and said, rise up, and get thee forth from among my people, both thee and the children of Israel, and go serve the Lord as ye have said. Also take your flocks and your herds as ye have said, and be gone, and bless me also. Verse 42, which is a night to be much observed unto the Lord for bringing out them out from the land of Egypt. This is that night of the Lord to be observed of all the children of Israel and of generations. Then Luke's Gospel in the New Testament reads chapter 12. Luke's Gospel, chapter 12. Verse 16. The Lord Jesus is speaking, and he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, because there is no room where to restore my fruits? And he said, this shall I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I restore all my fruits and my goods, and I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much food laid up for many years. Take thy knees, eat and drink and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that laid up treasure for himself, and is not rich towards God. And the last reading is in the book of the Acts, chapter 16. Acts chapter 16. Verse 22. And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates went off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And they laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into the prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison, and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands loose, and the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing his prison doors open, he drew up his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling, and fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house." And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. And they took them the same hour of the night, and washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his straightway. When he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them, and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. And of course, the Lord will be helped, and the readings that were read tonight, three night scenes of the scripture. Three night scenes, one from the Old Testament and two from the New. The first night that we read about was the night in Egypt when the lamb was slain, and the lamb, the blood of the lamb, was put on the doorpost and the lintels of the house. And the Lord says it's a night to be much observed throughout all your generations. Throughout all the generations of the Jews, still you get this day. That night is a night of remembrance. It's a night of remembrance. The first night that we spoke about, read about. And then, when the night, the rich man, he thought about all he was going to do, and all that he had, and he had great plans for what he was going to do. But that night, it was a night of requirement. The Lord says, "This night, thy soul shall be required of thee." But then we read that happy night in Acts chapter 16. Paul and Silas had been preaching and doing the work of the Lord, and for the work of the Lord, they were cast into the prison. And there was that earthquake here at midnight, and the jailer was affected, and then he was saved. It was a night of rejoicing. A night of rejoicing. What a great thing, the night you get saved. It's a night of rejoicing. So three nights in the scripture tonight, the night of remembrance, the night of requirement, and the night of rejoicing. You know, there is nights in the scripture that are worthy of the Lord. You remember that night, the wise men came to see the Lord Jesus, and they were going back, and the Lord had told them that they could go another way, because Herod was going to slay all the young boys from 2 years old and under. And they went out another way, and Joseph, being warned by God, by an angel, he took Mary and the little child, the Lord Jesus, by night, and he went down to Egypt. Well, that was the night the gospel was preserved. The gospel of God, our Lord Jesus Christ, came down to this world, and then very soon the devil wanted to attack him and wanted to take the Lord Jesus' life, but the gospel was preserved. That night, Mary and Joseph took the young child, and they made their way to Egypt. And you remember that night, that Nicodemus, that religious man, he knew the scriptures well. He could quote them all from the Old Testament, from the Pentateuch, right to all the prophets. He knew the scriptures. But there was one thing he didn't know. That was he didn't know the Savior. He didn't know the Savior. And by night, he came to the Lord Jesus. By night, and that night, the gospel was presented. The Lord Jesus told them about the gospel. The wind blows there, listen, and they will hear the sound thereof, and Christ not know whither it cometh or whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. You need to be born again, friend. In the meeting, we often say it in the children's meeting, friend, but one birthday will do you forever. You can live till you're 100 years with one birthday, but you'll need two birthdays if you're going to get to heaven. You'll need a day that you are born again. And the Lord Jesus says to Nicodemus, "You must be born again. You must be born from above. Born again, there's really been a change in me. Born again, just like Jesus said, born again, and all because of Calvary. I'm blessed of God that I've been born again." Are you born again in the meeting tonight? Are you saved? Oh, that was the night that the gospel was presented by the Savior himself to a man in the streets of Jerusalem. You must be born again. The gospel was presented that night. And then there was another night of note. Another night that was worthy of note. That night that the Apostle Paul He was in prison. He'd been preaching the gospel. He was in prison. And he was going to be taken down to Festus. And there was Jews and they were lying in wait to kill him. 40 of them took an oath to put Apostle Paul to death. And there was 200 soldiers. 200 soldiers and 70 horsemen. And there was 200 footmen, spearmen. And that night, the gospel was protected. And they took one man, the Apostle Paul, down to Caesarea. And he was going to go in the work of the Lord down there. The gospel was confirmed. The Lord Jesus had nearly stayed down in farm. The gospel was presented. And when the gospel was protected, the great Apostle Paul was taken down to Caesarea by night. But that night that we've been reading about tonight, the night of remembrance. You know, in the scripture, there was always a worm. There was always a worm that was required. And that worm spoke about the one that we've sung about tonight. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, the worm that was foreordained before the foundation of the world, as Peter says, but manifest in these last times for you, for us. Friend, you meet me, are interested in the Lord tonight? You remember Cain and Abel, they came with their offering. They came to pass. They were grown up, they knew all about it. Adam and Eve, they told them all about it. And then Cain came and he took his best, all that he's done, the fruit of the ground. And he took it there, wasn't accepted. Abel was alarmed. The firstlings of the folk. And the fact that a long from on, it tells him a long from on. You remember that day, the that night that we read about in the book of Exodus, to be in Egypt under the taskmaster. God had said, thus far, no further. And God had said to Moses, tell him, this month shall be unto you, the beginning of months, and they will to take a long from household, and take it, and put it together, and cut the wood up in the basin, and put it on the two door posts, holds a long front house, a long front house. And the Lord says, when I see the wood, I will pass over you. Then there was a long front nation, that day of atonement, that the priest went in, that was a long front nation, the nation of Israel. But then when you think, the one in the Lord Jesus standing in the banks of the Jordan, and John says in his own song, behold the Lamb of God who beareth away the sins of the world. Friend, in the evening tonight, I want to tell you, it is the blood that maketh atonement for the soul. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. You know, in the school, I tell you, you need three things to get through life. You need vision, you need writing, you need arithmetic. Right enough. But then he goes to our three R's. Man's ruin, God's remedy, and man's responsibility. You want to think about the three R's tonight, friend. We've all sinned. We're all sinners and sin will take you down. The devil's the advocate of sin. He wants to take you down just like he wanted to put the Lord Jesus to death. This is a young boy, he wants to take his own tonight, friend, we've all sinned. And we need to get our sins forgiven, man's ruin. We'll never get to heaven in our own strength. No good works will never save you. No merits of your own. Well, there is no salvation or for your sin at all. We need our sins forgiven, friend. Man's ruin. God's remedy. God's remedy was to send his son. Heaven's gift. To die on the cross of Calvary, and there he died, for sin crucified, to save a poor sinner like me. The Lord Jesus died upon the cross. That's the remedy, friend, and my responsibility. We have a responsibility. You don't drag that to heaven. There has to be a day in your share. You see, friend, we shall preach it. Blood shed, and blood applied. Have you ever applied the blood, friend? Has there ever been that night of remembrance or that day of remembrance in your life? And you've applied the blood, you've put it upon the doorpost, and you've put it upon the window, and you knew I'm saved. That's the day of conversion. That's the day of regeneration. That's the day of rebirth. Has there ever been that day, friend? The day that you were saved. The day that you were born again. Born again, the fluid is changing me. born again just like Jesus said, born again, and all because of Calvary, and once or one, that I have been born again. Have you been born again, friend? Have you seen? Have you seen? Is there ever been that way? There were 20 Romans in Egypt, you know. You feel to you that the children of Israel were there under the taskmaster. There were 20 Romans for them. The frogs and the flies, and the locusts and the lights, and the boils and the river of blood, and the darkness, and the death. All these things are important to them, and still happen this up. Still happen this up. Start to hear of Romans. Well, you know, the Lord might come at any time. There's no need for any prophecies to be fulfilled. The Lord shall come. He that shall come will come, and whom that shall be, he come at any time. But there are things that the Lord Jesus did happen up in the earth. Before the Son of Man comes, before he comes in great power and glory to the earth, they reject them, but he's coming back again. And there are things he spoke about. There are things, earthquakes. There have been two earthquakes in the last 2 weeks. Two earthquakes in Italy, and in Burma. And in Burma, all the news you can see as far as your eye can see. Hindu temples, Buddhist temples, and they're there as far as your eye. One earthquake, and 66 of them are knocked to the ground. The Lord speaks. The Lord speaks. He spoke in the flies. He spoke in the west. He speaks today. There's earthquakes. And there's wars. There's rumors of wars. When you look at the Middle East, I don't know how an unsafe person can sleep at night. When you think of all that's happening, when you think of that man in North Korea, when you think of all the things that are happening, very soon it could happen. Wars and rumors of wars. When you think of tsunamis. My mom's niece is born one. And he worked in oil, did well at Fishing, went away to oil, did well, never comes home with his tax and everything. And he's up in Thailand, a bankrupt area thing. And they're all there on the beach. And suddenly his tide goes back, and he goes back, and it's going back and going back, and he's going way back. And they all start to make their way up the beach. And that tidal wave comes in and swishes all of them. Interestingly, the tsunami's friend, and God is speaking in judgment. And when you think of Israel, the Lord Jesus says, when you see the fig tree begin to blossom, you know that summer is nigh. And when you think of Israel, in 1948, they came back into their own state, and they're filling the box, and all the day coming to the Lord, they'll stand in the Mount of Olives. There's all glory of Israel for good. And the Yom Kippur War, and the Arab War, and the Hamas, and all these, they would all do away with Israel. But when the fig tree begins to blossom, you know that summer is now, the world will soon be come, friend. Make no mistake about it. He that shall come will come, and will not die. And if he wish to come tonight, just like I destroyed angel, march through the land. And he says, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. If you wish to come tonight, what would it be in your household? Would it be two in a bed? One shall be taken, the other shall be left. It could be at night time. Two in the field, one shall be taken, the other shall be left. People may work with. Would they go? Would you be saved? Would you go there behind? Two grain in the mill, one taken, the other left when the Lord comes. You see, friend, this is about Enoch. He was not found, but God took him. So that proves to me that the people were looking for him. Enoch was not found from the estate, and he walked with God in the book of Genesis. He was not found, but God took him. People were looking for him. Friend, if you miss Christ, the Lord was to come and you'll learn to him. What terrible days! What terrible days that you have to go through. I trust that you have had that day of conversion, that day that you've been saved, and have been depending on the one who died for you upon the cross, depending on the blood of the one, the night of remembrance, the night of requirement. You know, there's so many things to be trapped up with you. There's so many things to please the eye. There's so many things to please the senses. That's why he's plenty. He's plenty for me. And she's all this weight over. And I'll pull down the heart and I'll go great and I'll do this and I'll do that. And the Lord says, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. You remember Belshazzar? You remember Belshazzar the king? He knew all about the Nebuchadnezzar, his grandfather. He took the vessels from the temple and the golden cups and all these things, and he was holding a banquet. And in the middle of that banquet, the fingers of a man's hand lighted up on the wall, meaning certainly fastened. There were three little balances and tongue wanting, friends of the beautiful thing, to have a native requirement, to go out of time and into eternity, unsaved, not unloved. God loves the world of sin of course, and ruined by the fall. Salvation through Christ, of course. He offers free to all. What was love? For his wondrous love. The love of God to me. It brought my Savior from above to die in Calvary. I mean, depending on the blood of the Lamb to die for him. As I've been as dear that you are saved. For a friend in the meeting. Get saved. Get right with God. Get right with God. The Lord says, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. What does God require of thee? To do justly, to love mercy, to walk humbly with thy God. How can we do justly? Job says, how can a man be justified with God? But how can be clean that is born of a woman? How can Job say the first book of the Bible? How can a man be justified with God? Just like maybe Jesus asked the Lord Jesus, how can I be born again? Being justified by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Prayer is the key to heaven, but faith unlocks the door. Friend in the meeting, for by grace are we saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. A night of requirement, what a terrible night that would be. You know, it could be a night of neglect. It could be neglect. It doesn't say how shall we escape if we reject so great salvation. It says how shall we escape if we neglect. Joins the aftermath from Kirinbald. And I'm from Kirinbald. My great uncle John was aboard a boat called the Caroline. And there were fishing around the Moat and there. As we sang about the reefs tonight in the rocks. And there were fishing around the Moat and there. And the boat went to the rocks. And it's bombing up on the rocks, and it tends and it boats on the rocks, and it's going to be shipwrecked. And the crew, they got an old boat, a light boat, and they got it launched, and they rolled it in out, and the crew's in a light boat, and John's on the boat, and it's bombing up and down. And they're saying, John, jump, John, jump, John. And he couldn't jump. He looked, he yelled, jump, John, this jump, John. And he never jumped. And he was still there in the work of his life, and it's exactly the same salvation of many a soul in hell tonight and getting to get saved. Not to get saved, but put it off to a later date, friend in the meeting, by the voice of Jesus calls you, be in time. The gospel went unto Europe, Paul and Silas, they went unto Europe, the Macedonian man says, a man from Macedonia spoke to Paul, he said, come over and help us. And they went into the city of Philippi, the Roman colony, a place where prayer was going to be made, and the scene was there again, and she was there, whose heart belonged to him. And it was another man, the jailer, and he puts him into the prison after they freed the young girl from her masters. And after they freed the girl, the people says, these men are changing everything. This message is changing the whole thing, and we're going to lose our hands. Put them into the prison. So that's what they did. And the jailer put them in, feet fast in his stocks, a normal day's work for a jailer. A normal day's work, into the prison door. And it's a different night's work. A different night's work. Because that night, they were singing praises, and the Spirit is working. Servants in prison, two servants of the Lord in the prison, we are happy days in our country, of servants of the Lord, many places in the world tonight, and of servants in prison for the name of Christ. I was servants in prison, and I was staying in prison. It's great to sing the grateful hymns, and it's great to hear those servants in prison who were singing praises and praying to God, and their jail was affected. It was a normal day at work, but it was a different night. And that night, God is speaking. The Spirit is working. The Spirit is working. And then a great earthquake, and it was too much for the man. He pulled out his sword and would have killed himself. And he says, Charles, what must I do to be saved? And Paul says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and he believed. And all his house, yes, they heard it, and they believed. And he rose, and he was baptized. What a change! He was put in the prison, he was thrown out of the prison, and he was washing the stripes, and he was baptized. He was baptized. He that believes in this baptism, he was baptized, and he set me before them, and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house, a night of rejoicing. What a night that was! A night of rejoicing. For that was that Philippian jailer. He rejoiced that night. It says, and he rejoiced with all his house. You know, that word rejoiced is a great word. Because when Paul the Apostle is writing to the Philippians here later, he speaks about rejoicing. And that word rejoicing was the night that they got saved there in Philippi. And they were still affected them and they were born again. And that word rejoicing started with that. But it didn't only start there in the jail. It went right through the letter that Paul spoke to him. And Paul wrote a letter in the book of the Philippians, to the Philippians. And he speaks about rejoicing, 7 times. And that's exactly what it is when you're saved. That's exactly what it is when you're saved. You remember when the Ethiopian eunuch was saved? When he was saved in Acts chapter 8, he was baptized, and he went on his way rejoicing. Friend in the evening tonight, this could be your night, not a requirement. This could be your night of remembrance, your night of rejoicing. You remember those wise men, they came from far. They saw the star. They came in and they saw the long child with Mary his mother. And what does it say? They rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Right, first that you have a night of rejoicing. Join us the other night. So, tell you about Jeannie. This is a man with Dolphins Joe. He was from Cairngold, Israel. And Jeannie, we buried Jeannie maybe a couple of three or four years ago now. Just about January or February. Just before Christmas, we went to see her. And Jeannie was telling me about it. She got married as a young girl to Joe. Joe was from Cairngold. And they come through two wars together. They had one war together, but two bombings. She'd been in a house that was bombed twice. One house was bombed, then she moved to another house, and that was bombed. And Joe was down with the war effort, down with some of the coastal stations down in England, and Jeannie was herself. And one night, she couldn't put it off any longer. She was a married girl, she wasn't saved, and she went out for a walk. And she went down to her grandfather, Al Simpson. He was Simpson's childish father, the Simpson family. Great fisherman, and she went into the room. And Al Simpson was sitting at the fire. And he says, what brings you here, lass? What brings you here? She says, I want to get saved, granddad. I want to get saved. She couldn't get. So he says, come on. He put on his cap, he put on his jacket, and they went out. And they started walking around the streets of Frisbee. And we're walking on Victoria Street, and just under the light, the lamp was at the light over there, and struck up. He says to her, it's like this. the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, and canst not know whither it cometh, or whither it goeth. Such is every one that is born in the Spirit. Sucker, the watchman doeth nothing he saved, which depends upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And she was born again that night there, under the lamp of the library. It was a night of rejoicing for her. I pray there'll be a night of rejoicing in your life. The Lord Jesus loves you. He's died on the cross to save you. He's able to save you. He's mighty to save you. And he's willing to save you. Bless your hand tonight, let us pray. Our Father, we thank you tonight for the living Savior. We thank you tonight for that glorified Lord. We thank you tonight for one that is able to save, exceed to the uttermost all that come unto him by faith, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. So, Father, we thank you for thy goodness and we thank you for thy grace upon us tonight. Pray for all who are held by God, in the Lord Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we'll sing 171, the first and the last of 171. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Have you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Have you fully trusted in His grace to show up? Have you washed in the blood of the Lamb? We aside the garments that are stained by sin, and we wash in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing, for the soul unclean will be washed. In the blood of the Lamb. 171, standing and singing after the introduction.